Welcome to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative professionals looking to grow by learning new things, getting inspired, and breaking down the barriers that prevent them from doing the work they were born to do. I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to episode 45, The Inner Life. Show notes for this episode are available at gettingworktowork.com/45. You ready to get into this topic? Let's get started. I thought I would take a different approach this podcast. For me, it's been a tough couple of months, and I've been feeling the pressure of all the things that I'm doing. From the outside, it can appear that I'm doing quite well. I have a growing business, I have a good marriage, I'm growing as an instructor, I'm paying my bills, I'm sending weekly newsletters, and keeping up with this podcast. In the words of Gary Vaynerchuk, I'm hustling, I'm getting stuff done. But inside, I'm a wreck. I'm getting daily attacked by depression. And this depression is caused by several things. It's caused by some changes that I've been making. It's caused by social media. It's caused by the guilt and shame of living an imbalanced life. And it's caused by imposter syndrome. Now, I don't want this episode to come across as, oh, poor Chris, you know, he's struggling so much. But I want it to be an episode that hopefully encourages other creative professionals that are reading the same blog posts and the same books that I am about what it takes to make it, yet there's never much attention paid to the inner life and the things that creative people often struggle with, and those feelings can be so hard. So let me talk a little bit about depression. For me, I've been depressed for most of my life, and it's gone through waves. There's been moments in my life where the depression has been really strong and it's required medication. And I haven't been in that place for some time, but I've been there, and it's not very much fun. And the depression that I'm feeling lately has just been the depression caused by four things: changes, social media, guilt and shame, and imposter syndrome. So let me talk a little bit about each of those. For me, I've been making two major changes. One is the reliance upon my income and the work that I am doing to fuel my family's life, and the changes of diet and exercise. Almost a year ago, I changed the way I was eating because I weighed 284 pounds. And that's, for someone that's 5'6", that's very large. And the doctor basically told me, I've still got time. And I took that to heart. In almost a year, I've lost almost 84 pounds. And the change that that imparts upon me is not only the food that I'm eating and the way that my body is changing, but it's also different pains, different sleep patterns, and the identification of how I used food in the past to kind of numb my pain. And so since I don't have that same behavior with food anymore, those feelings are there and I have to figure out what to do with them. And they're making me quite depressed. And I don't know quite how to deal with those. In terms of social media, politics makes me depressed. Looking at other people's great work makes me depressed. Makes me think that my work isn't very good. And in general, social media just kind of amplifies what everyone else is doing to the point where it's just like, why should I even bother? And that really causes some serious depression for me at times because it makes me feel like the work that I'm doing isn't very good. It triggers imposter syndrome, which is something that I'm going to talk about later. But social media, I find that I really need to monitor how much I'm on there because I can get easily addicted to it and get really depressed seeing just how great other people's life appears to be. Let me talk a little bit about guilt and shame. Now, when you read success literature, it's always written, in my opinion, from the perspective of a type A driven personality that's incredibly rational. But with creativity and creative professionals, emotions can often drive our behavior more than rational or logical thought. And I often struggle with just this guilt and shame of living a life that's not balanced, that's not always hustling, that's needing time to unwind, that's needing time to play The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild for hours upon hours so that I can recover from all of the internal emotional work that I've been doing. And it fills me with guilt and shame when I have to take a weekend off and not work. And, you know, fueled by social media, this guilt and shame exists in this world of you're not doing enough. If you're not hustling, you're going to fail. And what that does to me emotionally is I feel guilty when I take time off, and I feel like I'm getting shamed from these external sources that have no say in my life at all. And yet I'm giving them this power, and all of these inner feelings just leads to this melancholic feeling of just like, ugh. So changes, social media, guilt and shame, this is all leading to this feeling of like, I'm not good enough. And that's what imposter syndrome is really about. Imposter syndrome says that you're not good enough and that eventually people are going to find out that you're a fraud. I've felt this way at different times when it comes to teaching. When are they going to find out that I don't know how to teach very well? That's a common thought in my head, even though I'm seeing behaviors changing and students learning. But there's that fear that I'm going to be found out. When it comes to video production or web design and development or all the different things that I do, when are they going to find out that I'm a fraud? And I came across this great blog post that I'm going to share in the show notes just about how imposter syndrome is there for every single person, and getting through it isn't necessarily about working more, working harder, or working less. It's really about creating a system. So, depression, the inner life. Is this resonating with any of you, or is it just me and I needed to talk about this? I needed to talk about it. So, here are five ways that you can embrace your inner life. First, find a trusted source and talk about what's going on. The importance of having a trusted source is they're going to be able to know you. They're going to be able to know what you're going to need, because a lot of the advice that I get from untrusted sources is suck it up or just change already. Don't worry about the emotions. Just work through it. And oftentimes that's very hurtful advice to someone that's a workaholic or someone that's trying to build a balanced life. And a trusted source is going to know you, and it's going to know the advice that you need when you need it. Second, get to work. Now, there's moments where I just need to work through the emotions and get started and get working. And the emotions die down and kind of go away. And for, you know, 5 out of 10 use cases, getting to work is really what I need to do. But that's not always the best advice. But for this one, you know, it's get to work. Work through those emotions and figure out what you need to turn off so that you can get to work. Third, if getting to work isn't an option and you're burnt out, then you need to start living. And this is something that I'm constantly telling myself daily. Chris, you need to start living. Whether that's you need to stop working right now so that you can go make dinner and enjoy your evening without fear that you're going to lose business or, you know, or you're not going to get ahead. Start living your life. Start doing the things that you're dreaming of doing that aren't work-related. For me, I've got several kind of dreams that I want to start pursuing. I wouldn't mind starting to learn how to rock climb. There's a gym in town that allows you to be a member and use indoor rock climbing walls. Scuba diving is an interest. All of these things. And the war in my mind is when I have enough money, I'm going to do that. I'm going to start living when I have enough. But you know what? I haven't yet, and I'm not living, and I'm just working, and it's creating depression. And so I need to start living. Fourth, build a system that you can rely upon. In the article I mentioned earlier about imposter syndrome, the advice was overcoming that imposter syndrome by building a system for learning. Depending upon what you need, your system might look different. It might be a system for learning. It might be a system for living. When you rely upon that system, you can work through changes a little bit easier because you can rely upon something that doesn't change on a whim. Fifth and finally, take care of yourself. Take care of yourself in three important ways: physically, emotionally, and spiritually. When you take care of yourself physically, it's going to identify ways that your emotional life's out of balance or your spiritual life is out of balance. And when you can get your life into balance physically, emotionally, and spiritually, you're going to be able to find balance in work and life as well. There's always this talk of the infamous work-life balance, but I think it really comes down to balance physically, emotionally, and spiritually, because that gets you into really finding balance in your inner life and your outer life. Whew. All right. Thanks for bearing with this episode. It's not an easy topic for me to talk about because the inner life doesn't make sense sometimes. And if I'm rambling, it's because I'm trying to find very real emotions and interpret what they mean. And so thank you so much for listening. That does it for this episode of Getting Work to Work. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast. I would appreciate it if you would share it with your friends, subscribe on iTunes, and if you would be so kind as to leave me a review letting me know how you're liking the podcast, I'd greatly appreciate it. Reach out by sending me an email on chris@chrismartinstudios.com, or you can find me on most social networks. I'm at CM Studios or at GWTW Podcast on Twitter, at CM Studios on Instagram, or at Chris Martin Studios on Facebook. Stay connected with Chris Martin Studios by signing up for my email newsletter, The Curiosity Lab, at thecuriositylab.net. I hope this episode on the inner life gives you courage to share what you're going through with trusted sources and friends. May your creativity and curiosity fuel your life.